Genevieve, 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 Genevieve. Whitworth, Whitworth, 1137-72, chief complaint, chest pain. Our patient is a 49-year-old woman, comes in with less than 24 hours of pain in her left sternal border, important to the pain. She has had no history of gastritis, no esophagitis. Patient tells me that she did not get hit or have any kind of trauma. She does have shortness of breath with the pain when she's active. She does have trouble when she takes a deep breath, period. She has not been traveling very much or hasn't been sitting down for a long time, although she does a lot of computer work at home. She's an accountant. Allergy none, medications none, medical problems negative, surgical problem negative, social, she smokes, she doesn't drink alcohol. On a regular basis, married 20 years, has two children, family history. Dad died of heart disease, stroke. Mom is alive but has stents in place. COVID immunization, none. Patient's chart review here in the office indicates she had a normal echocardiogram done 3 years ago, normal carotid arteries, no recent EKG to compare. Today's EKG is very abnormal with STT wave changes consistent with inferior and anterior MI. Patient was given a green lady in quotation, which is a combination of Maalox and lidocaine, viscous lidocaine, with no improvement in her symptoms. 118 pounds, 100%, 98, 16, 68, 135 over 77. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear. Again, chest pain noted when she takes a deep breath. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, around mucosa with anlesion, lower extremity shows trace edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment, number one, chest pain. Number two, abnormal EKG. Number three, rule out MI. Number four, rule out PE. Number five, because of the leg pain, she had a DVT study done, which was negative. Next time, we looked at an echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. Next time, we looked at a carotid. Because of history of carotid stenosis 3 years ago, no abnormality was noted. Next time, we looked at her thyroid because of cystic lesions in the past, no abnormality was noted. The next number of thyromegaly remains the same. Next number, patient was given a copy of her EKG with written note as far as what to do, and she's going to Texas emergency room now. So her husband is driving. Patient knows not to go home. She knows that this can be serious, and she can have arrhythmia and die or have a blood clot that's undiagnosed. I've also expressed my feelings regarding rule out MI and a possible PE to the emergency room physician via a copy of a note on the EKG. Thank you. Oh, next number, by the way, we looked at her abdomen because of the fact that she's having chest pain. Rule out gallstones, none was found. Kidney and liver were within normal limits. Next number, pelvic ultrasound is within normal limits as well. Next number's findings were discussed with patient before leaving the clinic. Thank you.